From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump continued his war with the press on Friday. The president gave a long campaign-style speech to a conservative convention near Washington, attacking the media, promising better trade deals, safer borders, and more jobs. On the third and final day of the Conservative Political Action Conference, Trump spent the first 10 minutes of his remarks taking on the press.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people. Because they have no sources, they just make them up when there are none.
The president also invoked Sweden as an example of the detriments of immigration. At a speech last week in Florida, Mr. Trump referred to a non-existent terrorist attack in Sweden. Trump also cited the example of a friend who he said refuses to travel to Paris because it is unsafe. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault tweeted in response that 3.5 million Americans visited France last year, and they would always be welcome. The White House came under some sharp criticism Friday after blocking a number of news organizations from a daily question-and-answer session with Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Several news groups that have been critical of President Donald Trump, including CNN, Politico, BuzzFeed, The Los Angeles Times, and The New York Times, were among those excluded from the briefing. The White House Correspondents Association, which represents reporters who cover the White House, sharply rebuked the Trump administration for Friday's move. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A deadly day in Syria with at least 65 people reported killed near the town of Al-Bab in a set of twin bombings. The first blast struck an opposition security post, killing many civilians along with opposition forces and two Turkish soldiers. People who had gathered at the security office were seeking permission to return to Al-Bab, which had been the scene of heavy fighting for months. The second attack came as local residents and rescue teams were retrieving the bodies of those killed in the earlier bombing. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the first attack in Al-Bab, which occurred just one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies took much of the strategic town. Iraqi troops on the ground continued to push into western Mosul on Friday. They took control of Mosul's international airport and a sprawling military base on the southwestern edge of the city. The territorial gains marked the first key moves in the battle, now in its sixth day, to rout the Islamic State from the western half of Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city. The International Organization for Migration says it is concerned about the latest anti-immigrant violence in South Africa. We get more from Lisa Schlein.
The International Organization for Migration condemns the spate of anti-immigrant violence. It is calling for calm and for an end to the attacks, looting, and burning of property owned by foreign nationals earlier this week. South African protesters accused the African migrants of taking their jobs and being responsible for a rise in crime. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri says those who have grievances against the migrants should not take the law into their own hands. They should air their complaints with the local authorities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The wife of a man who was killed in a shooting at a suburban Kansas City bar says she wonders what the U.S. will do to stop hate crimes against minorities. Sunayana Dumala said Friday that she wants an answer why her husband was gunned down in a bar by a 51-year-old white man on Wednesday night.
I need an answer from the government. I need an answer for everyone out there. That what is that they're going to do to stop this hate crime?
Witnesses said that Adam Purinton yelled at two Indian men to get out of my country, then opened fire in an attack that killed Srinivas Kuchibota and wounded two others. A bartender at Austin's Bar and Grill said that Purinton had used racial slurs before firing. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.